This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Federal drug agents this week raided three San Francisco medical marijuana dispensaries. Agents say a drug and money laundering ring used pot clubs as a front for major criminal activities. But the busts have patients and advocates worried that, in light of a recent Supreme Court decision, a wider federal crackdown is on the way. Judy Campbell reports from member station KQED in San Francisco.
Federal agents say they seized 9,300 pot plants with a street value of more than $5 million. Authorities indicted 19 people for a conspiracy to grow and traffic marijuana. Several were also indicted on drug charges for ecstasy and money laundering. U.S. Attorney Kevin Ryan said the target was traffickers who used medical dispensaries as a retail front and base of operations to sell illegal drugs.
We're not talking about ill people who may be using marijuana. We are talking about a criminal enterprise engaged in the widespread distribution of large amounts of marijuana and other drugs and money laundering.
Authorities allege one man told an undercover federal agent he uses the cannabis clubs to sell drugs because if he was arrested, he could just drag out sick patients and never get convicted. San Francisco has struggled to rein in its mushrooming pot clubs, largely an unregulated industry, by adopting a temporary moratorium on new clubs while the city hammers out guidelines. The city attorney's office says it was coincidentally investigating one of the clubs involved in the federal investigation at the time of the raid and found it was violating that moratorium. Medical marijuana patients and advocates protested the raids at San Francisco's City Hall and outside of the federal building yesterday. John Shaw, who uses medical marijuana to treat his AIDS symptoms, says the city and state should be allowed to enforce their own laws.
If there are bad clubs out there, we were going to take care of them, get rid of them. We didn't need the federal government to come in and do it, or do it in such a violent means, sending fear through people like me who have just enough energy to get up and do my day.
Many advocates question the truth of the federal allegations against pot clubs. Area clubs have been raided by federal agents for years, and since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled earlier this month that California's laws do not shield patients or distributors from federal prosecution, advocates like Chris Hermes with Americans for Safe Access have anticipated a federal crackdown.
We definitely have been awaiting the time when the feds decided to make a move, and it looks like they've started in one of the more accepting municipalities in the state, and that sure smacks of intimidation.
Federal officials said the timing of the raids was not related to the Supreme Court decision and would not comment on whether or not more raids will follow. Special Agent Javier Pena, in charge of the sting, said though he empathizes with medical marijuana patients, the job of the DEA is to prosecute those who violate federal drug laws.
There are some of us, some of the public, they think that they can disregard the courts and Congress. I just want to say that DEA will not be among them.
When told that medical marijuana dispensary owners are concerned that they might soon be closed down, Agent Pena replied, "I'm glad. They should be concerned." I'm Judy Campbell in San Francisco.